Shadow theater. We will never know when light and shadow were first used as a medium to tell stories, to represent imagined worlds. It is in the darkness of the times when man was discovering the secrets of nature that perhaps the light of a fire or a torch revealed before the puzzled eyes of unwitting spectators the possibilities of creating characters or things through an image produced by the shadow of an object or a body placed in front of a light. Light, shadow, and imagination fused to create the first visual spectacle. But where and how did shadow theater performances begin? It is highly likely that to find their origin, we must look to the Far East, although the specific details of their inception are still vague. However, there is an interesting legend that can be told to help us imagine the origin of this spectacle. In the year 121 BC, the emperor of China, Wu, fell into deep melancholy over the death of his beloved. Driven to despair by the sovereign state of mind, his servants went in search of 1,001 remedies, but to no avail. Until one day, a wandering street artist called Xiao Wang proposed a solution to the emperor's depression, to revive his beloved. But he had one condition. The emperor could only see her shadow cast on the canvas walls of a tent lit from inside. Excited, the emperor agreed and promised not to enter the tent. He was deeply moved by the result, seeing his beloved revived, even though he could only see her silhouette. After a few days, however, the emperor was not happy with the shadow, and he wanted to see his beloved in the flesh. Suddenly, he entered the tent and discovered Xiao Wang's ingenious setup. The end of this legend is unclear. Some say that the emperor was left deeply disappointed and deceived and that he condemned the poor artist to death. Others, however, argue that he was so amazed by Xiao Wang's abilities that he ordered this technique and spectacle be spread throughout the country.